describe where Sondu is and what are the issues in Sondu.
Yeah, Sondu is a market which is shared by two districts. The biggest part of Sondu is in Kericho West District, and just a quarter or less is within Nyakach. You approach Sondu through Sosiot.
Sondu has been described as a conflict-prone area. Perhaps what contributes to this conflict?
I want to inform you that Sondu is inhabited by predominantly three main ethnic communities. The Kipsigis are the majority. You have the Luos and then the Kisis in that order. You realize that these conflicts mostly used to occur every 5 years, and that to make each one of us imagine it's due to political reasons. So we want to believe these differences used to arise because of these inclinations when they're supporting different parties and different people. But also, we had small cases of conflict brought about by the fact that there used to be high cases of, cattle lustring.
Perhaps what do politicians have to do with the conflict in Sondu?
What we have are the locals who, due to their support to the politicians, take their differences now down to the market. But when we realized it and went down to talk to them, we do not have any political differences at the moment. They may be talking about ODM, UDM, yes, but it is not taken to their businesses. At the moment, they are brothers and sisters, and we want to pray and believe that will be the case even in the 2012 elections. However, we cannot say we don't have elements who go out there to incite the people. What we are doing is that we are trying to empower the people, to make the people be able to make their own independent decisions, to tell them that this politician is one person, but you are many people, and this politician will just come in after 5 years to talk to you, maybe give you something small that he has not been giving you in the 4 years past, and then they disappear. Then you destroy what you have invested in for so many years.
So how prepared are the people of Sondu for the next general elections, bearing in mind the different ethnic communities? How prepared are they for the upcoming general elections next year?
No meeting has been held in Sondu. No big politician has visited Sondu at the moment. We've had meetings of even the National Cohesion Committee, but we do not hear some of these things come up. So people are just trying to find ground. And I believe maybe sometimes later we will be in a position to answer this question.
Your thoughts and ideas about what could be the interventions that will be put in place to ensure lasting and permanent peace in Sondu?
From our research, in most cases the culprits have been the youth. And if you look at the youth, they are the ones who are engaged in these cases of violence and these other bad practices. If you try to ask them, they will straight away talk about a lack of employment. They have nothing to do. So that's why they will say, if anybody comes and gives me 50 shillings, then I will do what they want. We are trying to ensure that the youth of that area are engaged in meaningful work. We are trying to impart knowledge and skills to these people, the youth, so that they can be able to do something positive. Promotion of youth polytechnics, where they can go and take technical courses. We are trying to train them on issues of business. For example, we have several of them who have border borders. We are able also to bring up the youth and form youth groups. We are talking about outdated cultural practices that has been the case within Sondu. And we've come in full force to ensure that they do away with such practices. And it's bearing fruit. And a clear testimony to this is that the three ethnic groups, or other communities, can now sit and talk.